Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about life is short, and this is here a speech from Billy Graham. So, and he hits the nail all the time. It seems we have lost time. 200 years ago, the fastest we could travel was on horseback. Then came the car, making us 3 times faster. 100 years ago, Lindbergh flew from New York to Paris in 33 hours. And then 30 years ago, the Concorde reduced the time to 3.5 hours. Yet today, despite faster cars and planes, we claim to have no time. While in the past, people had plenty. We rush from place to place like madmen, often without even knowing why. Time collapses upon us. He nails it. Huh? We rush from place to place like madmen, often without even knowing why. Time collapses upon us. How much time do we really have? You have so much time, but for what? You have time to serve God. You have time to live according to His will and obey Him. My times are in your hands. So what will do you do with your years? If you live to be 70, your first 15 years are childhood. You spend 20 years sleeping. The last 5 years may bring physical limitation. That leaves just 30 years for everything else, much of which is spent eating and working. Things is over. No? What is your life? It vanishes like a mist. Our time is already in God's hands. He has set the day we will pass from this world, whether by accident, illness, or age. Rich people cannot buy more minutes. Science cannot invent extra time. You cannot save time to spend later. You have only this moment. Where does your time go? How much do you dedicate to the Lord, to contemplation or meditation? Are you truly committed to Him? Instead of running frantically from task to task or scrolling mindlessly on social media, pause. Distraction and stress will never bring happiness. Think over. 20 years ago, I was in Singapore, and most of the people read in the subway holy texts from the Quran, from the Bible, or from Srimad Bhagavatam. And today, you see only scrolling, playing on their smartphone. Oh. If I see the difference. No? We are enslaved by time, frustrated as we rush from one thing to the next, always feeling behind. Don't you see, without peace in our minds and faith in our hearts, life is futile. Okay. I met a guy and he said, nobody has peace in the mind. I said, it's not true. Okay, he said, I bet you find not one single person on this beach who has peace in the mind. Okay, I said, even as an introvert, I asked one after the next, and nobody had peace in the mind. So for a guy who is meditating, he's getting always, most of the time, peace in the mind. It's just so simple. It's just so simple. You don't have to do anything. And that peace and faith come only from God. For sure, I meditate on God. You could donate all your wealth to the poor or build grand temples, churches, or mosques, yet still lack true peace, as Bodhidharma proved to the king. Bodhidharma said exactly this. You can donate all your money to temples, but you never will get any peace from this. And then Bodhidharma said, I know a method how you get peace in the mind. And this method was meditation. Okay. It worked 2,000 years ago, and it works really today. Daily meditation and contemplation on the Lord are essential. God has a unique plan for your life, and following it brings joy. Stray from it, and you will never know the peace. You see, the people are meditating and do surrender to the Lord, and after 1 or 2 years they stop it and everything is gone. You have to do it your entire life. Time can be our tool, or we can become its slaves. What matters is not the length of your days, but the depth of your life. Distraction, stress, and empty person waste it. So I do 2 hours, in the morning 1 hour, and in the evening 1 hour. Okay, this is a little bit much for many people. And it was over 10 years in meditation retreats. Okay, how often have you asked, is this worth the stress and pain? And this I have to ask myself again and again. And I can come all the time to the conclusion after some time, it's never worth the pain and the stress. Most of the time it isn't. Is time spent in meditation wasted? No, it brings relaxation, peace, and connection with God, which is priceless. We want to connect with God, and for that is meditation. Okay? This is my definition. And not only peace, we want to connect with God. We cannot love without stillness, and God commands us to love one another. Let love, not stress or social media, dominate your life. Through meditation we find that love, because through meditation we open our heart. Oh. Every day is a battle between good and evil. Choose God and you will win. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.